Complaints have been filed with the New York State's Public Employment Relations Board. CSEA spokesman Stephen Medeiros confirms the union has charged the Cuomo administration with Taylor Law violations. The Taylor Law grants public employees the right to organize and elect their union representatives. Stephen Medeiros.
We've filed what's called an improper practice charge with the Public Employment Relations Board over basically bad faith bargaining on the part of the Thruway Authority in their layoff of employees of the Thruway and also the Canal Corporation. We believe that this was really a very cynical political maneuver on the part of the governor for which he should really know better, because what he's doing here is playing games with the well-being of people who use the Thruway and those who use the canal system because these are unnecessary layoffs that are going forward purely to prove a political point at the expense of the Thruway and canal operations.
The union accuses Thruway management of trying to intimidate and pressure rank-and-file union members. CSEA officials say that back in December, Thruway Authority Executive Director Thomas Madison sent an email to CSEA-represented workers threatening that layoffs would occur unless the union agreed to management's contract demands for severe concessions by April 3rd. They add layoffs began immediately after the deadline expired. Medeiros says there's a lot of concern about the way the Thruway Authority is being run.
Clearly, there have been decades of mismanagement there. It has been used as a political patronage trough, and I think that in many ways what the governor's administration is doing in allowing these layoffs to go forward really highlights the fact that there's just some contempt for the public involved here, let alone the workers who he's putting out of work. They have not eliminated jobs of any management personnel. They have not gotten rid of any political appointees, but they are laying people off who actually do the work of maintaining the roadway, maintaining the canal system and enabling it to be a safe and productive asset for the state of New York.
The CSEA's contract expired June 30th, 2012. Medeiros also pointed to comments Canal Corporation Director Brian Stratton made to the media, calling canal workers' salaries bloated as proof of the Cuomo administration's contempt for its workers. After several calls to the governor's office, Dan Wheeler, director of media relations and communications for the New York State Thruway Authority and the New York State Canal Corporation, responded, but refused to go on mic, opting instead to send a single-sentence email, quote, "We have negotiated in good faith throughout this process and will continue to do so." Early this year, Teamsters Local 72, which also represents some state Thruway Authority workers, filed an unfair labor complaint alleging its members were improperly threatened with layoffs if they failed to make concessions during contract talks. The union has not returned calls for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.